Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Lots of reaction to Brian Mooney. Great admiration for his encyclopedic knowledge. One listener saying, it's a pity this Brian Mooney interview is not on at a student suitable time. Well, actually, all our interviews are on at student suitable times because we make up a podcast at the end of the programme, and all our interviews then are available on podcast for anybody who wants them, and you can listen to them at any time. And another listener saying, Sean, one of my daughters did an Art Foundation PLC course in Stillorgan 5 years ago. It was a fabulous year, both educationally and in terms of her maturing in the course of the year. She graduated from IADT, I think that's in Dunleary, as an animator this summer and is already working in Ireland as an animator. PLCs are great in so many ways. Don't look down on them, says Brendan Conroy. Now, there are fears for the elderly as the nursing home sector looks set to be hit hard by a decision by a leading insurer to stop offering liability cover to businesses. Nursing homes may face job losses, higher fees, and some may be forced to close as the sector becomes the latest to fall victim to the insurance crisis. For more, I am joined by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor, who has the story in this morning's Irish Independent, and also on the line, Tadhg Daly, Nursing Homes Ireland chief executive. Charlie, explain to us what's behind and what's happening, what's this decision by the Liberty Insurance Group?
Yes, Sean, we've another insurer deciding that it's not profitable to offer commercial liability, if you like. That's the insurance that companies and small businesses, community groups, that's the insurance they need in case people make a personal injuries claim against them. We've seen large numbers of insurers exit the market, particularly British-based ones. It's a combination of high compensation payments here and Brexit. And now we see Liberty Insurance, which was one of the big players in the nursing home sector. They've decided that they're going to concentrate on their consumer personal lines insurance, in other words, motor insurance, fleet insurance as well, and they're going to leave this liability insurance sector. They're saying it's not profitable, it can't build scale. So that comes after we've seen major problems for the play centres, and you've featured Linda Murray on there a number of times. The leisure sector, we've seen something like 26 leisure businesses closed in the last year. 26, that's extraordinary. We've also seen pubs and hospitality sector, cafes, restaurants, they're being hit. They were hit just before Christmas when three of the four insurers that they were had access to cover for decided not to continue operating in this market. And then we saw creches just before Christmas. The government decided to effectively bail out the creche sector, help them with insurance by offering an average of about €1,500 per provider. So now it's come now to another insurer leaving the market, and it puts a further squeeze, less competition, more difficult to get quotes. If you have a bad record, you know, if you have a lot of claims against you, insurers won't want to quote you. It just means that premiums as well will continue to rise, Sean. So it's just the continuing insurance crisis.
Tadhg Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland, thank you indeed for joining us. Did you and your members have much notice of this?
No, I became aware of it yesterday, Sean, through the media, and we made contact with the broker. I mean, there's a small number of underwriters in the sector. We have been raising this issue for a number of years because we did a report by Jim Power, the economist, in 2017, and he confirmed that there was an increase of €136 per resident per bed in that period in terms of insurance. So the notice or the decision rather by Liberty means another loss of another underwriter, and that's very, very concerning because the sector is already under significant pressure. And we've spoken before about the inequity in fees between the private sector and the HSE, the sustainability of the sector, and the, I suppose, state-sponsored inflation through commercial rates, etc. So this is a further blow to the sector, and we're very, very concerned about it. And Charlie mentioned an important point there, the issue of what happened in December with the creches. I mean, there are exact parallels between the childcare sector and the nursing home sector. And on the 18th of December, you're aware that the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs announced an additional programme of support payments. So what we're saying is that a similar scheme needs to be introduced immediately for the nursing home sector to deal with this crisis so that members can continue to provide high quality care in communities across Ireland.
I presume the 106 per patient increase was passed on to the patients.
Well, you see, that's the challenge, which that's why I highlighted the issue of the precedent created by government in relation to the childcare sector. Because under Fair Deal, the fee is effectively set by a monopoly purchaser, the National Treatment Purchase Fund. So there is no capacity from the provider's point of view to increase fees in the middle of a deed of agreement, for example. And indeed, we know from our members they have no faith in the Fair Deal process. There's a Fair Deal pricing review ongoing, and we've actually written this week to all candidates on the requirement for an independent appeal. So the Fair Deal limits the the opportunity, if you like, or the for members to be able to, as you put it, pass on those fees. So what that's going to do is threaten further the sustainability of the nursing home sector.
Coming back to you, Charlie Weston, are there many providers left in the market now for people running nursing homes?
Yeah, it's down to about two. I mean, there were three. So when you get to a level, a situation where there's one, maybe two providers in a market, they don't need to be competitive. I mean, if you have four or five competing for business, they're going to kind of try and offer competitive premiums. But when you're down to two or three, they can kind of carve up the market. They can justify charging a lot more than the previous year. And there is a trend anyway for liability insurance premiums to keep rising. We don't have proper figures on that, but we know anecdotally from businesses. So, I mean, you know, when you take out players, it's less competitive, it becomes more expensive. We just know that is the situation, and that has been happening anyway. So it's not good news for nursing homes. It's not good news for other sectors either that Liberty Insurance would have covered.
And Tadhg Daly, are you aware of are you aware of nursing homes that, you know, are on the verge of closure as a result of higher insurance premium?
Well, I suppose this is a further, as it were, nail in the coffin, because what we've seen over the last number of years, and HICWA, the independent regulator, have highlighted in their overview report that many of the smaller nursing homes are closing due to financial viability. So any further cost pressures as a result of insurance, commercial rates, etc., is going to threaten the sustainability of the sector. I mean, I think it's important from your listeners' point of view that there's no immediate threat to the sector, because obviously the issue here is about this is people's homes. And it would have a further negative impact, if you like, on our role in terms of alleviating the pressures on the acute hospitals and indeed loss of jobs. So we as an organisation, Nursing Homes Ireland, we're working with, we have a number of other brokers and underwriters in the sector, and we'll also be working with government to ensure that we can ensure that there are no closures of nursing homes because of the impact that would have on older people and on communities across Ireland. But we need action. I mean, as members of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, we're very well aware of the slow pace of insurance reform, and it is now an election issue.
Charlie, you mentioned about 26 play centres, I think, having closed. What about other events, or what about other forms of leisure like festivals, sports facilities, volunteer groups? How have they been affected?
Yeah, we've already seen where a lot of voluntary groups, community groups, are having to raise money specifically to pay for insurance, and that's a hard sell. You're shaking a bucket and asking people to give money to pay cover an insurance premium that goes to a private company. That's a hard one. You know, you take, for example, Galway. Galway is the European Capital of Culture this year, Galway 2020. I mean, some of the events attached to that have had to be heavily restricted because of insurance difficulties, because some of the you know, some of the kind of the sort of events they're trying to put on, like gymnastics and stuff like that, they can't get cover. So you're seeing a lot of community groups having to restrict what they offer. Some of them will say, we just have to fold up here, we can't cover the cost of the insurance. And they're also having to raise a lot of money to cover insurance premiums. So it's across society. This is affecting all sorts of different sectors of society. There's also a prediction, John, that up to 20,000 jobs will be lost. Supermac owner Pat McDonough predicted that. The Alliance for Insurance Reform reckoned that that's pretty accurate. So, you know, it needs tackling, and it's not happening fast enough. I mean, what's been done up to now really hasn't sorted out the insurance crisis, I'm afraid.
Okay, my thanks to you both. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with The Independent, and Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland. Now, this next item, I'm not sure if we're wise to be doing it. We're talking to a man who has a manifesto for a happier, calmer and wiser life. His formula? Stop reading the news.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.